Actually, what happened is that yesterday, I initially got an invitation signed by Dr. Meshack Sibanda to attend a meeting at Monumtapa office, and it was to discuss the framework of a national dialogue. And my position has always been very clear about what needs to happen before we have substantive discussions.
What needs to happen?
Well, you know, and this is in the president's power to do. The army needs to be removed from the streets. The army needs to be removed from playing any law enforcement role in this country, because that's unconstitutional. And it also creates a situation of fear. The people who are detained need to be released. We need to have a situation where people can actually have a conversation without fear. You know, there are some other things as well that the government needs to do. And one of them is repealing AIPA and POSA. Because these acts, which are still on the book, give them so much power to arbitrarily arrest and invoke kind of like state of emergency powers, which are really not necessary when there is just a, you know, civil strife, which does amount to a war. So those things really need to be done. So my commitment is to make sure that this meeting, which has been called, really is about that, discussing what conditions need to obtain before the substantive discussions on the way forward.
Before today, have you taken all these concerns to the government or to the organizers of the meeting?
Yeah, my views are in the public domain. You know, I've said this over and over again. And right now, you know, we are masters at shooting ourselves in the foot. And there is no need for a lot of the things that have happened, which have caused this government to be as reviled as it now is. So, you know, this thing, I think I've been saying over and over again. Look, we really need to come to a point where we have the kinds of discussions that can really build a platform for us to develop our country. And the only way we can do that is if everybody can speak freely. And as long as the perception, and in fact, it's not just perception, it's also reality, that the soldiers on the street, they're out there manning roadblocks, and people are actually living in fear. There can't be substantive dialogue. So these are things that I've said over and over again, and I would reiterate to the people organizing this meeting.
Yes. Have you discussed any of this with other political leaders? Are you together on these issues that you have raised?
No, you know, the honest truth is that we Zimbabweans feel generally the same about what needs to happen. I think we have an opportunity to say it directly to the people who are organizing this meeting. I am going to speak for myself as a citizen of Zimbabwe. I'm going to speak for all those people who share my views. And I fully expect that the other people who will come, if they will come, and I don't know if they will, would have the boldness to do exactly the same.